before you do the techniques that we're going to be discussing here, what I want you to do, obviously, is you're going to be going through the meditation process, which should adequately relax your body down. You'll notice on the CDs that we've provided some guided meditations. But the way we've set them up, we've set them up so that the first 15 minutes are going to be designed to give you instructions, and then the second 15 minutes are blank, which means, you know, there's music or whatever's in the background is going to primarily be blank, no further instruction. Reason I've done that is because I've gotten programs in the past where they take you through a full guided meditation and they are steering your entire journey. I don't want to steer your entire journey. I just want to get you relaxed down, show you how to do it, and then that second half, you can then proceed with a technique or concept or a vision of what you want to do, whether it be remote viewing, astral projection, whatever. You're going to focus on that yourself. And so that's how we've had it set up. So these techniques that we're going to now be discussing are techniques to be done after that first 15 minutes. So you're not going to find any of these concepts in any of the CDs that are going to be used to relax you down. There's not going to be that. These are things you're going to have to do in your own head. Like I said, go over the list. I usually recommend somebody make their own CD or audio tape so that they can hear their own voice or a voice that they're used to. That's always the best way to do it. First technique is where you imagine yourself climbing a ladder or rope. And what you would do is once you get your body relaxed down and you're just lying there or you're sitting there, you imagine a rope coming down from the ceiling. Of course, your eyes are closed. They could be open if you wanted to have them open in a dark room. And you imagine this rope. And what you would do is you would pop out your spirit hands, kind of get the feeling of what it'd be like to lift your hands out of your body and reach up and grab the rope or the ladder, whatever you prefer is fine. Most people have a hard time climbing up a rope, so maybe the ladder's a better option, but you choose. And you take that and you go hand over hand, mentally feeling what it's like to go hand over hand pulling your spirit out of your body. And just keep focusing on that. Keep your focus on that rope or on that ladder and on the hands going one over top of another. Probably before that would probably just be to get working your spirit hands. You know, your arms maybe are down on your lap, but you pick your spirit hands up and you use them to move around. You can actually feel the energy going around in the room spiritually, you know, with your spirit hands versus your physical hands, okay? That's first technique. The next one is imagine yourself as a point of light floating on top of water in a rapidly filling tank, okay? Your task is to exit through a tiny hole in the roof of the tank. So you imagine yourself as that point of light floating on top of the water in a tank. And then your task is to exit a tiny hole in the roof of the tank. So as it fills up, that builds your urgency to get out. And as soon as it fills up, you go out. Pop right out. The other technique you can do is as you're doing your lying down meditation is just start feeling the energy. Start feeling the energy buzz in your body. And take the energy and condense it. Take it from your entire body and condense it into one part. A good place to store the chi or the energy is in the chi point, which is about 2 inches above the navel, maybe an inch or so below the belly button. That's where the chi point is. You could do it there. You could concentrate the energy in your chest, your solar plexus area, or you could concentrate the chi in your third eye. Once you concentrate the chi in that area is just to start to generate it and just focus on that energy in that area to the point where you focus only on the energy, to the point where your entire body becomes that ball of energy and you no longer have a representation of the body. Okay, that's another one. Next one is to start by imagining your energy hands being able to lift out of your body and pull and move your chi to your legs and other parts of your body. So again, this is another where you're taking your energy hands and you're moving them around and you're pulling energy. You're moving it from one part of your body to the other. You could probably combine it with the last one, which is actually center focus of energy. Maybe even pushing the energy into a certain area. Push it to your third eye. Push it to your solar plexus. Push it to another area. Maybe push it to your hands and to your feet and blow it out that way. It's all depending upon what you want to do. Again, you know, a lot of these techniques are concepts. The concept you want to take from that is that you're going to coordinate it with your imagination, your visualization capabilities. Some of them are going to work great. Some of them aren't. I'm not going to tell you which ones I use because it really doesn't matter. But some of them work great for me. Others don't work at all. And so, you know, I've tried them and said, hey, that I didn't get any response out of that. I'm not going to use that. But that's not to say that you won't. Okay, the next one is as you get your body relaxed down, breathe through the pores of your body. So as you're doing your deep breathing, you start feeling as if your body is breathing through the pores only. And as you start to feel that recognition of the body breathing through the pores, you start to lose recognition of the physical body. As you start to lose recognition of the physical body, you can then take your focus to get out of the body. See, that's the hardest part. Is losing the recognition of the physical body. Like I said, you will get those times where you will feel a scratch, you will feel an itch, you will feel something come upon your body where you just have to touch it. Well, if you touch it, then it's kind of like the game's over. You know, you've moved. Now you have to start over again and get relaxed back down. That's not to say you won't be relaxed down, but now you have to get back to the point you were. The next one is while sitting in a chair, imagine a horizontal bar above your line of sight. Push yourself spiritually to see it, to see over the bar. So it's kind of like you're craning your neck to see over the bar. Okay? And when you get that sensation of rising up above that bar, you can even hold your breath and you get a sensation of rising when you hold that breath. So you take a deep breath, hold it, and it almost feels like you're rising above the bar. Again, these are visualization techniques designed to give you some food for thought while you're in that process. Again, it's the focus process. You don't want to be focusing on, wow, I can't wait to astral project. I wonder what it's going to be like. Because when you start having those types of thoughts, it shuts down the creative mechanism that's going to allow you to free yourself from your body. The next one is where you tighten your muscles in your feet and hands, then contract your entire body and see yourself falling in your mind's eye or in your third eye. So for instance, you get to that point where you tense up and you release and you fall. A lot of times when you have a dream, and many of you have had it, I know I've had them, where you feel like you're falling, a lot of times that is your spirit jumping back into your body after a sequence where it's been out of the body. Also, when you have a dream sequence where you're flying, generally speaking, you're in a spiritual body as well. You know, that's a type of thing that you want to encourage in that situation, is to learn how to use skills like flying, jumping, and those types of things. You will notice a difference. The key point to discern here is that you will find a difference between flying with control and flying out of control in dreams. There are some dream sequences which are pure dreams where you're flying, but you're totally out of control. You're just along for the ride. There are other dream sequences which are more lucid, which probably are out-of-body experiences where you're flying, where you have control. And it's the most wonderful feeling that you could ever experience. I mean, I've done it a couple times, and it is just like, this is awesome. Now, was it real or was it Memrex? That's the question. Doesn't matter. If you get the feeling, you'll know exactly what I mean. The next one is feel yourself being in a whirlpool of energy moving clockwise. Feel yourself being sucked down through the vortex of the whirlpool. Feel the sensations of contraction and expansion of the spirit body. So you feel it kind of going in and out as it's being sucked down into that whirlpool. There's a lot of remote viewers that will have similar types of exercises in order to get them into that ultimate state of relaxation. Because don't forget, you know, these types of techniques are going to work not only for astral projection, but also for remote viewing. In the remote viewing section, I'm going to give you kind of the differences between the two, which you'll understand a little bit better. The next one you want to do is where you imagine being taken and carried on a crest of a big wave, kind of like when you're surfing. You're imagining this big wave taking you, and it's kind of like when that wave takes you, it could shoot your body right out, or shoot your spirit body right out of your physical body. It's kind of a unique concept, but for those of you that maybe are into surfing or snowboarding or something like that, that's a concept that you can use in order to get yourself out. Next one, see and feel point of light energy a couple of feet in front of you. Feel it slowly approach. When it reaches you, blend in with it and become part of the light energy. So it's like as if you got this light ball, light energy, coming at you from a couple feet away. As it gets closer to you, you become one with it. Once you become one with it, then you can disappear with it, go wherever you want with it. And again, that's the astral projection process. Next one, in a sitting posture, see a mirror image of yourself directly in front of you. Repeat your name over and over until it becomes almost unrecognizable. Then imagine, feel, and see the person as the real you. So you're looking across at yourself. This is a very unique exercise, probably one of the first ones that you'll recognize, because a lot of times when you get outside of your body, you will actually see your body in the context of where it's at. So this kind of prepares you to be able to see your body as you're getting outside of it. The other way to do it, in a similar one, is if you're lying down and you're visualizing yourself looking up instead of in a sitting posture, you're doing a lying down posture, is you're looking up at your face, looking down upon your body. This is what will happen. As you get that mirror image of you looking at your body upwards, as you float out of your body, what will happen is your recognition will go from looking up in the ceiling for the mirror image to where you're actually looking down at the person lying down there on the bed or on the floor or wherever you're doing the actual exercise. This is probably one of the first types of astral projections that most people run into, is where they rise to the ceiling and they look back down and see a mirror image of themselves, and that's usually when they get sucked back in. But of course, you're training yourself when you go into the meditation that you're going to be doing these things. Also, if you're going to do one of these techniques, you're not going to do two or three of them. You're going to do one technique. So if you're going to try each of these techniques, you try them one at a time. You don't do one and then say, okay, I'm not going to do that. No, you take one technique through your meditation session and utilize it, you know, I mean, put it to the test for 20 or 30 minutes or whatever time frame you're doing it and see if you're getting some response. If you're not getting a response, discard it. Only use what is useful. That's the best way to do it. Now, the next one is to focus on the third eye and feel the vibration after a while. See the darkness, okay? When you see the darkness, you're going to then see a little speck of light through the darkness. You want to take all your focus and attention and go towards it. Again, this is through the third eye portal. Okay, you want to go through or go towards that light. As you get closer to the light, the darkness will start to fade and you can exit the body. It's almost like this is one of these. There's two different types of projections, or maybe several different types, but two that I can recognize. The first one is where you, well, it's probably maybe say three. The first one is where you pop out of the body, where you physically like pop out. The second is where you shoot out of the body. It's like you shoot out of the third eye and you're just kind of like flying. And then the third perspective is where you're like floating out of the body. So one is like you're stepping out or you're popping out. And then the second would be where you're actually shooting out. I mean, that's where you're flying, full tilt boogeyman. You're flying through the air, going wherever you're going. And then the third is where you're kind of gently floating out of the body. So again, keep that in perspective as you're doing it. You could run into those three specific types, and it could get some variations of those as well. The next is where you focus your body as a full and complete energy body. You just kind of circulate the chi and the energy all around your body. As it begins to resonate higher, begin to feel your spirit start to step out. This is like I just mentioned. You can step out, pull out, or jump out of your physical shell. Just, you know, kind of jump right out of it, step right out of it, and move around the room. One of the things when you're doing astral projections is you learn to start feeling the room. Another way, another technique that you can use in order to do the astral projection is to focus on your room. You understand the room and pick a point in the room and try to describe it from the astral body. Try to get out and reach to it. It's almost a remote viewing technique of which we're going to cover in a little bit. But those are some techniques you can use when looking to astral project. Remember, the key concept is not the techniques. It's the concentration and it's the relaxation. Once you get to that total dead body relaxation, and I mean to the point where if somebody picked up your arm, it would slump back down. That is the relaxation that we're talking about. Don't confuse just being relaxed and sitting around watching TV. That's not relaxed. I mean, we're talking a dead relax. Your body should be out, totally out, with your mind being totally lucid and resilient. And I know that if you take these techniques and work with them, you will eventually get fantastic results with them.